Today, new details emerged in the sniper case during a juvenile court hearing for the 17-year-old suspect, Lee Malvo. He's charged with capital murder in Fairfax County, Virginia. His alleged companion in the shooting spree, John Allen Muhammad, had a hearing today in Prince William County. The split was arranged by Attorney General John Ashcroft, who said, of all the jurisdictions affected, these counties have the best chance of convicting the pair. And the death penalty is available even for the juvenile Malvo. NPR's Andrea Seabrook covered the hearings today. Andrea, let's start with the older defendant, Muhammad. At his previous hearing, he looked trim. He had a military bearing. What did he look like today?
John, he didn't look so good today. His ankles were shackled, and so he walked with kind of a limping gait. And his hair was longer, kind of messy. He was unshaven. He looked a little confused. The judge asked him if he wanted to be appointed counsel. And Muhammad said that he thought he had a lawyer already and was sort of confused about the switch, I assume about the switch from Maryland to Virginia jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm. Any new evidence at Muhammad's hearing?
No, it was pretty straightforward. He was held without bail. This is for the murder of Dean Myers, the man who was shot while pumping gas into his car. One of the things that the prosecutor in this case said was that tentacles of this case go out to all over the country. And so they expect when the trial gets started to actually touch on most of, if not all of the crimes that allegedly are linked to these two shooters.
And how about the younger man, Malvo, and his hearing in Fairfax County?
Well, this is the first glimpse we've had of Malvo since this all started, except in pictures, of course. And he's so young. He's almost sweet looking. And he sat as if he were in the back of the class, you know, kind of against his hand and held himself up and blinked as and watched the judge talk. He didn't say anything. He wasn't very well groomed either. His hair had begun to grow out and he didn't look too great.
Mm-hmm. I understand, though, that there was some new evidence at this juvenile court hearing for Malvo.
Well, that is interesting. The prosecutors brought up new evidence that we hadn't heard of before. For instance, the prosecutors say that on the rifle that authorities pulled out of the back of the 1990 Chevy Caprice that they found the two suspects in, the rifle had Malvo's fingerprints on it. There are also witnesses, apparently, who place Malvo near shooting in Spotsylvania County, Prince William County, and Fairfax County.
Now, will Malvo be held in a juvenile facility?
He won't be held in a juvenile facility. There was some back and forth between prosecutors and Malvo's attorneys about this. The prosecutors argued that he should be segregated from juveniles and be put in a maximum security county jail instead of the medium security juvenile facility that they have here. Part of the reason why they wanted that was because Malvo allegedly attempted to escape soon after his arrest. And when he was taken into Baltimore, he apparently climbed up above the ceiling tiles of the room he was being held in, crawled two offices toward the door, and then crashed through the ceiling to the floor, and they believe he is a flight risk.
Mm-hmm. One other note, Andrea, I understand now that we're going to call him Lee Malvo, not John Lee Malvo.
Yes, that's true. When he was in school in Bellingham, Washington, he was registered as John Lee Malvo, but his defense attorneys now have been calling him Lee Malvo in court. So we're going to start calling him Lee Malvo as well.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook.